Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Pesky goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Moss and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Leaner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leaner moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leaner scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jerry Witt pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Witt now playing first base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Moses reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr is walked intentionally. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball towards left. Heath catches it and throws to home to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman pinch runs for Jeff Heath. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Klinger now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Williams moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Partee and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson pinch hits for Roy Partee. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 4 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moss strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 5 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klinger moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-5 in the game. Hitchcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Les Moss. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Bob Klinger. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dom DiMaggio pinch runs for Dave Ferris. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Zerilla moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerilla moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Leaner moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerilla scores. Leaner scores. Witt moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Pesky bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Williams reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Williams scores. It's Browns, 5, Red Sox, 5. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to second to double up Mealy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-5 in the game. With 2 walks. Zerilla bunts towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Mel Parnell now pitching. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Rip Russell pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards first. Witt scoops it up and throws to first, with Hitchcock covering, for the out. Pellegrini moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 4 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pellegrini scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.